All right, yesterday we spent a lot of time talking about Jahan Dotson, and some people were like, maybe you guys are getting ahead of your skis. Well, the head coach, Dan Quinn, said they're in the middle of a search for the second wide receiver. Listen to Dan Quinn himself. It's not just the junkies saying it. It's not people speculating. This is the head coach himself talking about the wide receiver position.
Where are you at with the wide receiver two search?
I would say we are right in the middle of it. And so you'll see a lot of guys in today. You'll see two, three, four, five. There's a lot of guys that are really battling. I've been really impressed with Olamide. And I thought he's had a really strong camp. Looking forward to getting Luke some extra work into here. Jahan, Diami. So that's where we're at. And then the special teams is going to have a factor in that as well.
Do you expect Jahan to play a similar volume of snaps as he did last week?
Probably. Yep. I would say, I don't know if it'll be the exact same, but it'll be in the similar space. Same high volumes on the other guys that I listed as well.
What would you like to see more or less of from him? I mean, just having come in new season with any new player, what would you like to see?
Yeah, I think with all the guys that we were talking about at that spot, the urgency, the run game, the pass game. So like, you know, the quickness in and out of breaks. So, not everybody plays the same spot, Nikki, but I do want to see with he and with all the other guys really finding some really competitive moments, you know, that plays after the catch, the blocks, you know, at the point of attack. Sometimes even in man-to-man during this phase of evaluation, did he beat the person even though the ball didn't go to that spot? So I'm really trying to evaluate them with and without the ball.
I mean, think about it. That first question was, Coach, where are you in the wide receiver two search?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he said, Jahan's our number two. No question. Jahan's our number two. No, he goes, we're right in the middle of it.
Right. I'm going to guess, based on the reporting, and I haven't been there. I'm too lazy. But based on the reporting, I'm going to guess Zacchaeus has got a head start on it. He's the first guy
he mentions. First guy, yep.
Everybody says he's been dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
I know for my dumb eyes, he popped for me in the Jets scrimmage, and I don't even think he had a catch. But I remember him popping for
Jets,
me.
Jets preseason game.
Preseason game.
Yep.
Diami's had a great camp by all accounts, and Diami's big advantage is Diami's willing to do anything. Diami plays on a bunch of coverage teams. You know, he's very versatile.
Now, Limite's a small guy. I'm looking, he's listed at 5'8".
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Played at UVA.
Productive.
And then he's been in the league since 2019, ever had a season even as productive as Jahan Dotson?
No, but
Maybe he just didn't have the opportunities.
I don't think so, but he's just popping. And this is a brand new staff, and they just want to see what you got. And my understanding is Jahan's not doing anything wrong. He's just not popping.
He's not.
And you heard the criticism Logan Paulson and Craig Hoffman, that he's not physical enough, basically.
Like, but that's the thing is, they're trying to move him to the slot. See, I'm talking to people, and they just, I think is what they're doing is just trying to maybe think, maybe his position should be slot. So, and by the way, Luke McCaffrey, what they're doing, they're moving him all around everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just a log jam, and he's just not separating himself
other
guys.
I thought if you kind of deep dive into his reaction and his answer, he mentions Zacchaeus first, and then he mentions Luke second. Then he finally gets to Dotson, and he mentions Diami right after that. So he clearly...
I think Zacchaeus has got inside...
You might be right. You might be right.
So two seasons ago...
But it's not like he just said, no, Dotson's our number two, and everyone else is kind of battling with him.
Two seasons ago, Zacchaeus did play all 17 games for the Falcons,
mm-hmm,
and had 40 catches, 533 yards, and 3 touchdowns. So that's his most productive year to date.
Mm-hmm. But with Philly, he's not going to have the opportunity.
Right. Because
he was with Philly.
5 seasons in the pros. That's his most productive season. That doesn't even stack up with Jahan Dotson's worst season.
Right. But I think what's his yards per catch? I think it's bigger.
Yes. Last year, last year only had 10 catches.
But look at career wise.
16.4, career 14.3.
Wasn't he a special teams player last year for Philly?
Yes.
Did he punt return too? He's a versatile guy.
But is he going to be the number two?
Here's the thing. I don't think they look at it as number two. I think they look at it as X, Y, and Z.
No, I understand that. So I'm saying, is he going to be on the field when they if they start a game with a one back set and three receivers,
mm-hmm.
Is it going to be McLaurin's a given? Is it going to be Zacchaeus and somebody else in the slot, not named Jahan Dotson?
Might be.
It's possible.
Might be, but I think Zacchaeus is going to be in there.
You have to throw out Zacchaeus' stats when he's with Atlanta. I mean, with Mariota, they ran the ball 900 times a game.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, we don't really know what he can do.
No. Correct. I could tell. Yeah. You saw it. I mean, he's flashing. And by all accounts, he's flashing in camp.
My only thought
and,
there
and Jahan's just not flashing.
Are we going to talk about the elephant in the room?
Which is?
He's a Ron guy. Is Dan just literally just trying to get every Ron guy out of this locker room?
I don't know that he
or
is.
Or off the field.
Because I think he's a good kid. I think Jahan's a good kid. I don't think he's like, I don't think he's got issues. But maybe. But the Ron guys, to that point, if you look at the first round picks, Ron's first round picks.
I know,
Chase.
It's awful.
Jamin, and I'm rooting for Jamin. Forbes, question mark. Jahan, I mean.
Yeah, but he's got Cosme. Ron's a Cosme, was a Cosme guy. And then,
was he not? He wasn't a first-round pick.
No, but he was
I'm just saying first-round pick.
First round, yeah. But
I think if you're good, you're going to play.
I mean, yeah. Brown's out there.
He clearly.
Brown's out there.
He clearly is not.
Who's Brown?
Deami Brown.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's an anti-Ron thing. I'm just saying Ron's first-round picks
anti-production
have
thing.
Been brutal. That's just the fact. I don't think they're on there. I don't think they give a crap who drafted you, where, what. And that's the point.
I wonder how people interpret it, because you can interpret it that. How did he pronounce Olamide's name?
Like
it sounded
that.
Like he pronounced Olamide. It a little different.
Olamide.
Let's call him Zacchaeus. That's what I'm calling him.
Let's call him Zach.
They could call him Oz.
Yeah.
Oz.
It sounded like he was praising Oz, but you can also interpret it as. They're trying to really challenge Dotson to step up and get him to the next level. If you want to chime in, you can call us on the MGM National Harbor List Lines at 800-636-1067. As we hit the skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES to get 10% off. Remember, Don't Sleep makes you great. How do you interpret what Dan Quinn is saying? Is it just his general philosophy, which he said when he had his first press conference, he's a big believer in competition? Or do you think it's trying to send a message and light a fire under Jahan?
No.
Or do you think these guys might be better than Jahan?
I don't even know if they're better. They're currently popping more than Jahan. Jahan is capable. We saw what he did in his first year. I think he had 7 touchdowns that year.
He did. And he would have had more. He missed 4 or 5 games.
Jahan is capable. I just think he's not popping. And this is a new staff, and they're just, you know, they're going with
for whatever they're asking him to do. He's not doing it enough.
He's not doing it enough.
I didn't hear about.
But I don't think it's over.
No, I didn't hear about yesterday on Dotson. How was he yesterday?
Do we know? I thought I read somewhere, or maybe it was 2 days ago, that a bunch of the guys on offense were doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And Dotson was definitely a name.
Yeah, the 5 straight touchdown passes were named the Dotson.
I don't know.
I'm surprised we didn't
hear
about
that. I will say this in terms of Jaden, just getting back to Jaden for 1 second. Supposedly Jaden did throw 2 interceptions in 11-11, but neither was fault.
One was McLaurin slipped.
McLaurin fell. The other one went through Cole Turner's hands.
Yep. No, he apparently looked great.
That's your boy.
But it's you know, it's not over for Dotson. You know, he's going to be on the field. It's just a matter of where and how long.
Was Zacchaeus even drafted? Or is he an undrafted guy? Who? Zacchaeus.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't undrafted. Think it matters. I don't think they
no,
care.
No, it doesn't matter now. It just, but I'm a little bit like Cakes. I'm kind of a snob. Like my general thought of a guy that's undrafted. And Drab brings
after
up a good
a year,
point.
That doesn't
I
matter.
I looked at his best season with Atlanta. He was their second leading receiver.
Right.
No. Their leading receiver
if
was Drake Leonard, who had 70
you saw
catches.
Him, you saw but him last... pop. You saw the speed. I saw it. I mean, you have to be an idiot not to see it. You see it.
Yeah, but I just would think 5 years in that he would have had a more productive season.
Whatever.
At some
sometimes
point.
It just
again.
Sometimes it's fit.
But you
it's,
mentioned that the offense he was in, he's not going to get an off.
Yeah, it's
when
fit.
He goes to Philly, he's not going to play
it's personnel
ahead of those guys
around you. Yeah, it's just so, lot of, you know, so many talented
now
guys.
Now he's getting an opportunity.
Yeah, so many talented guys. They just whatever. It's not that they suck. They just it, It's not the right fit. Coach not using him.
Well, what
got
I'd say is
better guys ahead of him.
He may have popped in the first preseason game and all that stuff, and but
practice.
They also brought in another guy during the week because
yeah, but
they're
a totally
not happy
different
overall.
Guy. Well, totally different guy though.
Okay,
that guy's that's 6'4".
In my opinion, and until proven otherwise, they brought in Bryant because sure they think they can always get better. But he's a big guy. They need a big receiver.
Okay, well, yeah. Zacchaeus is small. Dotson's right. Small. Terry's small.
Right, they need a big guy.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067.
All right, let's go to Joe.
Commanders still looking for a number two receiver.
I don't think they look at it that way. I think we look at it that way. They don't look at it that
well,
way.
Well, Dan said it himself.
Well, he's just
he said wide receiver two.
He's answering the question.
He said we're looking for wide receiver two.
Joe, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Junks? I love the show, as always. Happy Friday to you guys.
Hey, happy Friday.
Man, I wanted to say, like, Zacchaeus could be, like, who knows, man? Like, everybody needs an opportunity. Like, be behind Devontae and A.J. Brown in Philly, I mean, he ain't going to crack. Nobody on our lineup would crack those two guys. I mean, maybe McLaurin is not even as Devontae. But let's get real. Like, I mean, somebody needs the opportunity to succeed. So, like, he's a possible, like, dude, we could have someone there. And but Jahan Dotson is he's just too soft. I think he's soft, man. Like, he just doesn't have that fire in him. I mean, he's a nice guy, good guy, but this regime doesn't like that softness, man. They want you to go get it. And he just can't be that guy. Like, Zacchaeus is earning it.
Yeah, I think you just got to.
Well, Joe, do you want it to be Dotson, or do you want based on what you've seen, do you like Zacchaeus?
What's the best player? I bet.
Yeah, I want the best player to be on the field. You don't get no handouts. You're not getting crowned nothing without putting in the work and showing some flashes. Like EB said, like Dotson hasn't flashed. Like, I mean, he had a great season his rookie year, but like, where have you been lately, man? Step it up. You're supposed to improve to gain. You know what I mean? You're supposed to. Mm-hmm. On an upward trajectory. And if they don't see it from him, like, make a move. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. I think they're just going to play whoever pops the most. I know I keep saying the same words, pop, flash, but you know what it is. You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't walk into the room with any preconceived notions.
Yeah. And they're just going, this is balling. You know? Another move.
Yeah, they didn't have their mind made up before camp.
I don't think so. Yeah.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines as we continue to talk about the Commanders in training camp, our training camp coverage on The Fan presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.